All right, Ephesians 5, verse 8.
Volume, please.
For you were sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of darkness, but rather rebuke them. For it is a shame to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things are reproved and are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever does make manifest is light. Wherefore he says, awake you that sleeps and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. So we said, from verse 8, he said, you are sometimes darkness, but you are now light in the Lord. Sometimes darkness, but you are now light in the Lord. And so we said, the believer story is the story of what? We said last week, eh? The Exodus. So the believer story is an Exodus narrative. You were sometimes darkness, but you are now light. Does that make sense? That is, you are no longer where you used to be. Let that sink in. That coming with being born again is actually a new man who was once in darkness, but now in the light of God. Very interesting. Because he now says, walk as children of light. Walk as children of light. And we said the word children there is someone who is birthed, right? I said it last week. Walk as someone who was birthed in the light. Verse 11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of darkness. And we said that this is an instruction to the new creation. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of darkness. Meaning that there will be works of darkness that will come to you or come at you. But he's saying, have no fellowship with them. Don't entertain it. Don't allow it. If there are things that you know within you that this thing is not from God, excuse it from your life. Have no communion, that's the word. Have no communion with your fruitful work of darkness. It tells you where it ends. Unfruitful. Unfruitful. Are you listening to me this morning? Have no communion. Have no fellowship. Have nothing to do with unfruitful works of darkness. It doesn't get you anywhere. He says, walk as children of the light. When we are born again, we are not trying to please God. We are walking in the Spirit. We are walking in what God has made available for us. So you saying, you know what? I'm not going to tell a lie. It's not you trying to please God. No, it's you walking in what God has already provided for you. Can I have an amen? So it's within your capacity. It's actually in your nature to obey God. It's actually in your nature to do God's will. It's actually in your nature to do God's plan. Don't say, you know how I am now. No. How you are is that you are born of the Spirit. So you know, this is my own character. No. Your character is the fruit of God's Spirit. So what you need to do is to now yield yourself to that fruit. What you need to do is, you know what? I am actually born again and I'm going to walk like someone who is. I'm actually born again. I'm going to talk like someone who is. I have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of darkness. Rather, rebuke them. Take them away. Verse 15. Ephesians 5. Are you there? Come on, are you in church this morning? See then that you walk circumspectly. Not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. So how do I redeem the time? I understand what the will of the Lord is. What is the will of the Lord? To walk as children of light. How do I redeem the time because these are evil? I walk in the light. See, I walk in the light. I walk in God's provision for me. I walk in God's character. I walk in the light. Amen. Don't be unwise. Walk in the light. Verse 18 now says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Don't forget where we started from last week. We said, the believer's life is an Exodus experience. You were sometimes darkness, but now you are in the light. Don't forget, Exodus started with Israel working for the Egyptians, making bricks with straw, right? Right? And Pharaoh said, yo, you know what? They are getting more powerful. They're having children. Destroy all their firstborn. They were working for Egyptians. But the Exodus story ends with them building the tabernacle. In Exodus chapter 40 verse 33, they were now building the tabernacle. So, something that started with them building for idols ends with them building for God. That is Exodus. And that is the typical life of the believer. And that's why in Ephesians chapter 2, he will tell you, and you are the quickened, who were sometimes dead in trespasses and sins, verse 1, who are sometimes dead in trespasses and sins, wherein you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in children of disobedience, among whom we also, verse 3, Ephesians 2, 3, among whom we also had a conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, as others. But God, can we read from verse 4 to verse 7 together, everybody? Who is rich in mercy, for the great love wherewith he loved us, even when we are dead in sins, he has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are we saved. And he has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace, in his kindness towards us, through, amen. So, started with, you were ruled by the prince of the power of the air. You walked according to the prince of the power of the air. The spirit that now works in children of disobedience. But now, but God who is rich in mercy. I remember I had a teaching some years ago. The title was, But God. Funny teachings. How can you name the title? But God. Saji, you were there. It was an outreach on a Friday, yeah? But God. But God who is rich in mercy. I think that was 14. But God who is rich in mercy. So again, the believer's story is, you were once like this, but now you are like this. Amen. See, I'm new. So the Exodus story is the new Genesis. Don't worry, we'll get that in Daniel prophecy 6. It's the new Genesis. Where the light has now shined in our hearts. We are now new. I'm new. All things have passed away. All things have become new. I'm new. Amen. So, Exodus, which is the word, the way out, the exit. You can think about it as the way out or the way in. Because that way out is the way in to God's plan. That way out is the way in to God's will. As they exited Egypt, they entered God's plan for their lives. The Exodus recounts Israel's entrance into God's plan. So we are that Exodus people. In 1 Peter chapter 2, don't forget where we are. Do not be drunk with wine where is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Is that not what Jesus said on that table at the Passover? He gave them a cup and he told them, do this in remembrance of me. Don't be drunk with wine. Be filled with the Spirit. That is, the essence of this Passover is not going to be wine. It's going to be what the Spirit of God is about to do. How do you get what I just said now? Ooh, okay. I'll go again. You know, on that table, Jesus gave them cup, right? Matthew 26, 28. He broke the bread, he gave it to them, he blessed it. He took the cup and he gave it to them. He said, this is my blood of the New Testament, shed for the remission of sins, alright? I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine, till I drink with you anew in my Father's kingdom, alright? And I have explained to you that when he says, do this in remembrance of me, what is the point of the Passover, of that table? That was not the first time they were taking it. Listen very well. They take that bread and that cup in remembrance of that night in Egypt. The night where the firstborns were all killed. Does that make sense? So they take it every year to say, thank you for your salvation. Thank you for saving us. Then Jesus comes many years, thousands of years later and say, you know what? When you're taking it this time around, don't remember Egypt. Remember me. That my body will be broken for you. So when he said, do this in remembrance of me, it's not a continual practice. It is a mental practice. It is a practice of, now our focus is shifted away from physical wine to the blood of the Lamb. So what he's teaching on that table is not drinking tasty time every Sunday. What he is teaching is that, see this, listen, my body will be broken for you. Now, when you are eating this one this time around, be thinking of salvation. Be thinking of my death. And how do we remember him to this day? We preach the gospel. We love one another. We now sacrifice for one another too, the way he sacrificed for us. Hallelujah. So, what did Jesus do? Don't be drunk with wine. Where is the nexus? Let your mind be full of the Spirit. That's where we're coming from. And I said, the moment you mention that wine and that Passover experience, there's no way you can remove Egypt from the story. So what we have in Christ's death and resurrection, we have an exodus. That's why 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7, we call Christ is our Passover. Christ is our Passover. He is that lamb of Egypt. He is that one that was slain. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Alright, 1 Peter 2. So we are looking at the believer as an exodus person. An exodus creation, the creation of God. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Are you there now? Can we read it together? From verse 9 to verse 10. Want to go? No, that's not everybody. That's everybody. Wait for you. Want to go? But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise of him. It is marvelous life. We in time past were not a people, but now a people of God. Is that Exodus? A chosen generation. Because generations passed on in Egypt. Till that time where God said, I have heard the cry of my people. Now go, Moses, go and bring them from the hand of Pharaoh. A chosen generation. A holy nation. Holy means separate. Of all the nations in the world, a holy nation, the Israel of God. He says, you. That's the beauty of reading the entire Bible together. So you see the Israel of God in the Old Testament, as we call it, where he's talking about the church. A chosen generation. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. That's Deuteronomy 32. Verse 89. That's Exodus 19:5. Royal priesthood. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. A peculiar people. Look at verse 9. 1 Peter 2, 9. He said, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness. Who has called you out. That's an exodus. There's a reason why we're going through all of this. Who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Interesting. Is that Ephesians 5? Verse 8. Eh? You who are sometimes in darkness are now children of the light. Walk as children of the light. Who are sometimes in darkness, but he has now called you into his marvelous light. So, our lives portray an exodus. Our lives symbolizes an exodus. A peculiar people. Started in bondage, but now in God's land. We have escaped slavery. We have escaped the sea. We have escaped the wilderness. We have that song. What God has joined together, let not man put asunder. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit within. This is the revelation. Christ Jesus crucified, now risen. Today we are seated in him. We are the chosen generation, a people of his own. We are the mighty, holy nation. We are the chosen generation. We are the chosen generation, a people of his own. We are the mighty, holy nation. This is the exodus. We are delivered from the darkness to your light. This is the exodus. Amen. That is our song. That's a psalm. We are in the exodus. So the believer is an exodus creation. Started in bondage, but now free in Christ. Started in slavery, but now redeemed. Say, I'm free. In Luke 9, Luke chapter 9, I want us to have quality time singing this morning. In Luke 9, there is something. Verse 31. I read from verse 30. I'll read from verse 28. And it came to pass, about 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter, James, and John, and they went up to the mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. Verse 30. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory, and spoke of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. Who appeared in glory and spoke of his decease. That word decease there is the word exodus. They spoke of his exodus. So Jesus' death is called an exodus. If we are the church, then we are his exodus people. Matthew 16. This teaching will serve two purposes. It will serve Ephesians and will also serve a preamble to Daniel prophecy 6. In Matthew 16, learn something? Matthew 16 verse 13. Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some said you have John the Baptist, some Elijah, some Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets. And he said unto them, who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. Can we verse 7 to verse 8, verse 17 to 18 together, everybody? And Jesus said and answered unto him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say unto you, thou art Peter, and upon this rock, and the gate of hell, what is he talking about? He's going to die, listen very well, and the gate of hell will not prevail against his resurrection. Because in his resurrection, the church will be best. So the church is in that exodus. In the death and the resurrection of Christ, his exodus from hell, we have the church. So we are actually exodus people. You are not a wife material, you are an exodus material. I told someone that, I think 3 years ago. And she was just laughing. Fair enough. You know, she was very troubled. And I said, you know what, you are not a wife material. You are not just a wife material, you are an exodus material. She started laughing. Because she understood what I was saying. We are in the exodus. Amen. We have been delivered. The believer does not need deliverance. I'm going to say that again. Power must change hands every day. The one that changed yesterday, why did he not stay permanent in your life? Power changed hands last week. You are still going there this week. The one that changed, they've collected it back. Is that how cheap your life is? Power is just changing hands. Deliver me, Lord, from every bondage. From my father's house, from my mother's house. That's a disrespect to your father. Yeah, it's not my father really, it's his house. Okay. I'm delivered, amen? I was made in the exodus. I'm in God's light. I'm not in darkness. So, that is the story of the believer. The church is part of the exodus. We are in the exodus. And what we find in the exodus, like I said last week, is what? Huh? When you think about the exodus, what do you think about? Singing. Singing. Exodus 15. The exodus is evidenced by much singing. Exodus 15. I start chapter 14, verse 30. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength. He is my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God. I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God. I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Amen. Amen. That is a song. You remember that song? Ologun Loluwa. Ologun Loluwa. You don't know, you don't worry. Oluwa ni oruko re. That is, the Lord is a man of war. They sang this song upon the Exodus. As they exited, Bible says Moses sang a song. Revelation taught us. I talked about last week. Revelation 14. You learn something? Revelation 14. Verse 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood upon Mount Zion, with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads, And I heard the voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers, harping with their harps. And they sung it as it were a new song. Don't forget, a new song is not tongues. A new song doesn't mean singing in tongues. A new song means singing the New Testament. Singing about what Christ has done. That's a new song. Alright? And I heard a new song. And they sung it as it were a new song before the throne, verse 3. And before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song. But the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Don't forget, we explained this last week, right? Is this 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2? When I speak with tongues, no man understands tongues, right? Alright, no man learns tongues. So again, it says, they sang a new tongue. Not because it's tongues, but because it is something that is done within you. You sing it because it's your nature, not because you were taught. Alright, so again, they sang the song, a new song. In Revelation 15, John now explains the new song properly. In verse 3, they sing the song of Moses, the song of Moses, the servant of God, the song of the Lamb. The Lamb is Exodus. Come on. Is the Lamb Exodus? Is the Lamb Genesis? Abel? Abraham? Right? Passover? Alright? Alright. So again, they sang the song of the Lamb. And every time you see that Lamb, it talks about what? The death of Christ. His decease. His Exodus. Hallelujah. They sang the song of the Exodus. So, can we say the song of the Lamb is the song of the Exodus? Come on. Right, don't forget, that Lamb slain is to get them out of Egypt. Just like Christ dying is to redeem man from sin. That makes sense? Alright? So, when they say they sang the song of the Lamb, that's the song of Moses, saying, great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are your ways, you King of saints. So again, singing is one of the things that God does to and through us. I'll say it again. Singing is one of the things that God does through us and to us to make his plan come to pass on the earth. You need to take singing seriously. There's no man who is born of the Spirit of God that doesn't sing. Singing is serious business. I'll say it again. There's no man who is born of the Spirit of God that does not sing. Because you know what? The song is our Exodus. The moment you said you are saved, it means you are singing. Because upon the Exodus, there's a song of deliverance. Hallelujah. There is a song of deliverance. In Matthew 26, let's look at that account, that table. Verse 28. Are you learning something this morning? Alright. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. This is my blood of the New Testament. So what is this saying? Whatever you have taken is not in reference to Egypt. This one is of the New Testament, which is shed for the remission of sins. Alright? But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of this vine until the day where I drink with you new in my Father's kingdom. Can we verse 30 together? They went out to the mount. Because for every Exodus experience, you must sing after. So, the Exodus is evidenced by singing. So, it took them back to Exodus, then they sung an hymn. Then they sang. Understand? It took them back to that experience, then he taught them that, you know what? Upon the Exodus, you will sing. The song and hymn. Interesting. Just like the Exodus. You see that in Mark 14, verse 26 too. And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. So, believers, because we are Exodus people, that Exodus was wrought in us, it was worked for us, worked in us, and because we are Exodus people, listen very well, then we are singing people. Say, I'm a singing person. I didn't hear you very well. Say, I'm a singing person. Because God himself is a singing God. God is a singing God. In Zephaniah, have you opened Zephaniah this year? If you're in Glorious Church, you are, yeah? Zephaniah. Should we wait for people to open it? Zephaniah chapter 3. I'm there. If you know you take time, just go to the table of content. Page 1009. Alright. Zephaniah chapter 3. Are you there? We are going to read verse 14 to verse 17 together. One to go, everybody. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart. O daughter of Jerusalem, the Lord has taken away thy judgments. He has cast out your enemy. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see any evil anymore. Amen. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, and to Zion, let not your hands be slack. The Lord your God is in the midst of you, is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over you with what? He will rest in his love. He will joy over you with singing. The Lord your God is in the midst of you. He's mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over you with singing. That's why in verse 14 it says, daughter of Zion, sing. Sing. Because we must now do what he does. God is a singing God. How about that? Can you imagine that? We just saw that Jesus sang hymns. He's a singing God. So I must learn to sing too. I cannot claim I'm walking in the spirit and I'm not singing. You have to sing. I think God loves music. You should too. We have the sound. It's not a sorry collection. It's a song collection. I mean, 150 songs. We have more. Amen. Amen. We can do more, right? 150. They sang about his goodness. They sang how his mercy endures forever. They sang about his protection. They sang about his perseverance. Psalm 91. In Psalm 2, he sang about how that he is the Son of God. In Psalm 110, he sang about how that the Lord said to my Lord, arguably the most quoted verse in the Bible. The Lord said to my Lord, sit down my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. That's a song. What is man that you're mindful of him? That's a song. I have songs. Amen. You have songs? Come on. I have songs. I have songs. Because upon the Exodus, God gives us music. He gives us songs. Songs that are divinely inspired. Songs are not meant for entertainment. They are meant to be doctrinal. They are spiritual. They are for fulfilling God's will. They are doctrinal. So Ephesians 5, let's go back there. That's where we're coming from. I come from Ephesians 5 verse 18 now. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Can we say, don't be consumed with the natural? Be filled with the Spirit? Alright. Because he's making, what do you call it now? A comparison. And he's saying, you know what? Don't be drunk with wine. That's natural. Be filled with the Spirit. Spiritual. That makes sense? That is, don't consider worry. Don't consider anxiety. Don't consider what's happening. Be filled with the Spirit. Then he says, how do you do that? Speaking to yourselves in psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs, singing, be filled with the Spirit, singing and making melodies in your hearts. So the way I'm filled with the Spirit is I sing. You can't be full of the Spirit without singing. I'll say it again. You can't be full of the Spirit without singing. You're just making melody in your heart. Hey, what are you singing? I don't know. It's just vocables. Why are you saying that you're smiling? I'm full of the Spirit. He says, when you're full of the Spirit, you sing and you make melodies in your heart. Don't worry. You don't have to sing on key. Okay? He said, Pastor, you know, my voice is not, it's not a singing voice. When I sing, they can't find the key. The key is not on the keyboard again. That's why when I say I want to join music team, Bro Faye just told me that, not join security. This voice is for chasing criminals. Well, you know what? It's perfect praise. You just go, come on, make melodies. Don't sing in tongues. Just make melody. That's how to be full of the Spirit. Don't worry, we're not doing light and sound. Hallelujah. You know, it's not for entertainment. So, it doesn't have to be on key. You're singing to God. Am I full of the Spirit? You sing. You sing. Look at Romans 15. This is Jesus in his redemptive walk. Romans 15. We're going to have enough time to sing this morning, I hope. Because as we sing, listen very well. God is working. I've seen it happen many times. There are times that you sing 10 years from now and you're singing it in songs. I'm going to tell you much more about that. Romans 15, verse 8. Now I say that Jesus Christ was the minister of circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. Can we verse 9 together? And that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles, and sing unto your name. Amen. I will sing unto your name. I will make music unto your name. So the believer is meant to make music. Your spirit is God's musical instrument. The believer was created, made to make music to God. Music of his exodus. Music of his victory. Music of his victory over darkness. Learn to sing a lot. Learn to sing. In 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will sing. I'll pray with the Spirit, and I'll pray with my understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. So it means that song is meant to come from your spirit. It's not head knowledge. You know, God gives you songs every time. Every hour, he gives you a song. He gives you music every time. God gives you a song every time. For every situation, you have a song. Amen. You must learn to sing about victory. God always gives you a song. The mistake some of us have, and some of us make, listen very well, is that when difficult moments come, we now go into the world and pick music. When there are down times, listen very well, though. He doesn't have big music, secular music. Although we come to the end of the road. You and who? You and who came to the end of the road? When? In the last auction. I have not come to the end of the road. Amen. You now wonder why your life is like that. You sang it 18 times in one day that you have come to the end of the road. You now wonder why things just stop abruptly. How can you come to the end of the road? That's not the song God gave you. What happens to the dark has nothing on me? Why must you come to the end of the road? Hallelujah. If songs are supernatural, then it means they can also have a negative effect. If they can edify, then they can de-edify. If they can build you up, that means they can also bring you down. If by singing, we can get into God's plan and purpose for our lives. If by singing, we can fulfill God's plan for our lives. Then it means by singing, we can also get out of God's plan. It means by singing, we can also step into the flesh. We can also be destroyed. That means you can have a negative effect. Somebody's son go find me one day. Then you wonder why just any riffraff is toasting you. Is it not somebody's son? Somebody, just anybody's son. Something like that. And you're like, believer! You're like dancing to it. Somebody's son go find you one day. Then someone comes to you and says, baby, you went on outreach. Everybody that you met on outreach, they are toasting you. Because something is following you. Somebody's son is finding you. Everybody's son. Except me. Because sometimes we can make a mistake and think, it's just song now. Pastor, it's just normal music. Normal music. Someone say, I feel like taking my life right now. And you are rapping it together with him. Then you say, I don't know what's even doing it. I just don't feel glad. Like my life is sad. Ah. Before uncle, you already said, I feel like taking my life. I'm so depressed. Sometimes you don't even hear what they are saying. Someone is singing his own experience. You join in the experience. Enjoy Exodus. He's singing his own life. Someone that has sold his soul to whatever he has sold it to. You that you don't sell anything. You just join. Oh, lo. I am going low. Bugao. I just thought you would have pride is against the foot of the spirit. He will just finish Galatians. Bugao. Believer. Like peacock. You might think, oh, it doesn't have any effect. Calm down. If songs can edify, then they can destroy. We are Exodus people. Our songs must be sanctified. Our songs must have exited the sea. They must have exited slavery. They must have exited the wilderness. Are you with me this morning? James 5. There are songs that you must not sing because they are not in your nature. They are not in your nature. You are past that one. Amen. I got this example that someone gave. Dangote's daughter got married. Yeah? Dangote is one of the entrepreneurs in Africa. Entrepreneur is like a low word qualifying. That's more than entrepreneur already. So, he can't call us entrepreneurs, call him the entrepreneur. Call him daddy entrepreneur. Alright. So, his daughter got married and he played this song, My Papa No Be Dangote. The lady cannot sing it. She can't say, My Papa No Be Dangote. I'll be telling a lie. Amen. And Dangote cannot sing it too. There are songs that are not in your own. You have passed that one. Someone will find you. You are meant to be the one finding men in the earth, discipling men everywhere. They are finding you. Are you the disciple? He said as though, and Philip finds Nathaniel sitting under the tree. Say, my songs are sanctified. They are full of the Holy Ghost. My songs are birthed by the Spirit of God. It might take time to adjust your playlist. But start doing it now. Start deleting those songs. Be filtering the lyrics. See. It took me a while. Now this is Celine Dion. You are my strength when I was weak. I thought it was Christ. She was talking about it. See, I always think it's like a psalm. Not, I'm talking about like 8-10 years ago. Every time I'm singing, I'll close my eyes. I'm always lifting up Holy Hands. You are my strength. Some prayer would have sang it in church, I'm very sure. Then one of my friends said, emoji. You need to hear the song. You need to hear baby, baby, baby. Said, do you think he's talking about baby Jesus? He said, he's talking about boyfriend. I said, Number one, by inspiration, I got to watch the song you sing. He lives in me. Have you asked who lives in her? Did she tell you who lives in me? That song is not good though. I'm just telling you right now. Don't let it live in you. I know you have done choreography in school. He lives in all of you. A demon. So I sing the right songs. He lives in you. You didn't ask. Zakubus, Mukubus. Which one of them lives in you? James 5, verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him what? When you are happy, you sing songs. Is there someone happy here? Come on, sing. Anyone happy? Sing. Oh, you are sad? Sing! Don't sing, no. Sing! Woo! Let him sing psalms. Let him sing psalms. Come on. Build up yourself. Build up your most holy faith. Amen. A way to yield to the Holy Ghost is to sing more. If you want to see God's hand more, you have to sing more. You want to yield to the Holy Ghost? Sing more. I remember when I had a psalm. Glorious and praise Lord of every day. It was after a prayer meeting. Personal prayer session. And I was done. I just said, sing in the spirit. And glorious in praise, the Lord of every day, the uncreated one. Mighty is your name, the ancient of days, the uncreated one. As long as there was to say, my heart will give you praise. I will worship you. Every street will hear your name. It's a vow. That is how to yield to the Spirit of God. If you remember 2018, when we had these seasons at times, it was after an outreach. At Bale, after an outreach. And when we got back from outreach, including myself, I just started playing it. These are seasons, these are times of the glory of the Lord. It's happening. Amen. There are times where you sing something that will happen 5 years, 10 years from now. But the Spirit of God has brought it to your tongue to put it on your lips every day. So that as you're confessing the word, you are singing it in songs. Sometimes you sing your preservation in songs. Your protection. You sing it in songs. And you don't know about it. You just go, the dark has nothing on me. You don't know what God is doing. You're just saying, the dark has nothing. You are just enjoying it. Full of His glory. And I am so sure that I'm in the love story. You are just enjoying yourself. You are just washing plates. I am purified. I'm sanctified. I'm washed in the blood. I got God's power walking mightily on my behalf. You don't know you're singing your preservation. Learn to sing. And sing the right songs. When Prophet led us in that song last week, I was elated. I had to run inside. Edification, healing and miracles. The power of the Lord is in our midst. That is a psalm. That is a psalmist psalm. Amen. That's a psalmist psalm. Hallelujah. Yield to the Spirit of God in much singing. Don't expose your mind to nonsense. Is that clear? What did I say? It's a seed. Our songs are songs of the Exodus. You must sing to your victory. The moment they exited Egypt, they didn't throw a party. They started singing. That is the response to what the Spirit of God is doing. You start singing. You don't know what to do. Start singing. First sing. Hallelujah. Sing by the Spirit. Sing with and in Spirit. Function in and around the things of the Spirit. And see how clear the road is going to become.
But you must learn to sing.
You are perplexed, sing.
You're stuck, sing.
You are happy, sing.
Hallelujah.
You have songs, amen.
Don't sing from the world. Sing by the Spirit. Don't sing someone else's depression.
Don't say, yeah, I feel like blowing up my head. Ah.
And you too, you just put it. You now want to turn on volume. You can't buy a headset because of, you say, I feel like blowing up my head. I feel like a balloon in the sky.
How is that one, the song of Exodus?
You are a balloon in the sky. When you now burst now,
every balloon will burst.
That's it, I don't understand. Things are not just working. When I just get something like this, you just burst.
Balloon in the sky, cabo.
Say, this life is no easy, eh? Ah, my life is easy.
There are some things that I don't play with.
You see,
as you are walking in the Spirit, there are difficulties. There are obstacles.
Now that you are not even walking in the Spirit,
you better parry.
You are walking in the Spirit, you are praying in tongues, you are confessing God's word every day. You still have things to, you still have mountains. As much as Jesus, he was walking in the Spirit every time, there was no gap in his mouth. There were still mountains. There were still things that he had to face.
You that you are not seeing your balloon in the sky, how are you going to do it?
You know, easy.
Easy. But pastor, you that are thinking it is easy for them. Ah.
I was saying, Bro Michael, something. There are people. I just said it, pastor. I said, there are people that you cannot do what they do. I'll just leave it there. There is more to fame than meets the eyes. I'm not saying anybody is rich. I'm not saying anything. But there is more.
When I say there is more.
Mafi Billy, Pami.
You don't want to meet people's needs.
I don't understand.
I want to understand you.
We taught Galatians. Galatians 6:10.
Do good to them who are the household of faith. Do good to all men, especially those who are the household of faith. Galatians 6:10.
So wait. What's your plan?
If Barnabas sang that in the early church, the man be billing by me, we need to be met.
How does God meet needs? I've taught you before.
Through one another, right?
That means Emisi is going to meet Sister Bumi's needs. Sister Bumi is going to meet Aslem's needs. Aslem is going to meet Sir Debbie's. Debbie is going to meet Tommy. Tommy is going to meet.
But you know, that's how God meets needs. But you, a believer, you're already standing on a principle. Must be billing by me.
No. That's not your righteous song.
Amen.
And that's your ringtone.
You have even gone beyond singing. It's your ringtone. It reminds you every day that you are not going to walk in the Spirit.
So I'm a man of God.
I sing the songs of God.
You know, sometimes you might think it's just about music.
No. Something is going on.
I've seen people, literally, I've seen people listen to so much of depressing songs.
I used to like this song. I'm going to say it depressing.
Enya.
If you know me very well, because I'm an instrumentalist. I used to be an instrumentalist. I played in orchestra for a while.
So, we practice with Enya, and there's this other one, Yanni. Right?
And you know, the instrumentals are good, very nice. But guys, come on, that every time I hear this thing, My spirit just goes sober, not sober for good thing, no. Like, I just feel, this life, there's nothing to this life.
This one, they carry me go where I don't know.
Where this song is taking me to, I don't know it. It's not a spirit-led destination.
These are the nights that never die. The nights supposed to die.
We are supposed to exist the night. You say night will never die.
I don't understand. I don't see. You might put the lyrics, do your evaluation.
Your everything, all your doctrine, do it on the lyrics. I don't care. If you have passed this song, people that I know that their song is led by prayer. Prophet Sam. Lewis Astor Sam. I have made up my mind. I don't want to be listening to you again. I said you are not singing for Nigeria.
Nigeria, we ALG. I will hear that one.
Amen.
Some people say, I'm singing national anthem. Oh God of creation, direct our noble cause. What they will say is Nigeria, jaga jaga. And you expect, and you are saying that the country is not good. You are the first trouble. You are the first problem. And you are saying, get your PVC. But you are saying Nigeria, jaga jaga. Everything is scatter. You, God. That's some heavy. And we have sang this song for years. I don't care what you are saying. You are saying nations are not built on anything.
But they say God bless America. Every time.
Even Islamic nations. They pray for their nations.
I was looking at the pledge of the Saudi Arabians. Very, very, very particular about what they say about their country.
In fact, you can be jailed for saying the wrong things.
But Nigeria, everybody just says nothing.
You know we are in Nigeria now.
Gaga, gaga.
No, why not say, O God of creation, direct and noble cause. The labors of our hero's path will not be in vain. Those are good songs to sing. But much more sing by the Spirit. Amen. Sing the right songs. If you believe in all these rappers, where Bro Michael? Oh, yeah, rappers. He just give you one by one. You don't even know what I'm saying. I've never listened to them. Rap has never been my thing. We will die. Someone will be singing that he will die at age 18. And he would die at age 18. You that you have sang it in God. Because you are past 18. May you not wait for you at 36. You see really word of faith work like this. He said he would die at 21, he died. And he has been singing the song. Are you ready? Songs are spiritual. Amen. So we sing the song of the Exodus. You know every latest dance step. Believer. Yeah, Pastor, that was not leg work. That was liver work. Robo. You know Robo? And you know those songs, they don't sing it to the dark has nothing on me. You can't be the dark. It's always TikTok. How can you be a TikTok Christian? I'm not saying TikTok is bad. TikTok is fine. Whatever you're doing there, I don't have an account there. Oh, believer, oh, TikTok. You know how many songs you have heard? How many stupid? You now say you cannot sing in the Spirit. When last did you have a psalm? That's a testament to how full you are of the Spirit of God. Check. That's just a very quick check. When last you have a psalm, is an evidence of how full you are of the Spirit of God. Acts 16. Learn something? Acts 16 verse 25. This is Paul and Silas in the prison. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. They sang praises. So sometimes the situation is not palatable. But your response is still singing. I will sing of the Lord a joyful song. I will praise His name, for the Lord is good. I'll sing unto the Lord a joyful song. I will praise His name. No, why don't those songs, they don't come to your own head? Sometimes when the going gets tough, learn to sing. Things appear to be very difficult. Learn to sing. Sing to your victory. The Jews will typically sing Psalm 113 to Psalm 118 after every Passover. They literally will sing Psalm 113 to Psalm 118. It's a song. And the Psalms, they are the Psalms of the Exodus. You know what? We have believers' authority when we sing. Learn to sing. Learn to watch what you sing and how you sing it. The other time on campus. Now, this is my own mistake. I want to tell you my own mistake. And they did one induction like that. And there was this tent party. You know, they always have tents in different places. So the tent was in front of the hostel. And normally I wouldn't go out. Induction. I've never gone to anybody's tent before. I just stay in my hostel, and if food comes, if it doesn't, oftentimes it will not come. Because you have to go. Food doesn't work to a man. So there was this particular tent that was in that basketball court. Sorry. I'm saying like I'm talking on campus. There's a basketball court in front of the hostel. Is it basketball court? Lawn tennis. The one that is facing in front of the hostel, yeah. So, they were not playing this song. And it's got that, like 3 days after, 4 days after, I started singing it. I was seeing some strange demonstration in my life. I have to trace it back. Where did this one come from? I will say the song so that you will not sing it. Come to me, oh mama. Pastor, I was singing it. I don't know how. It just, maybe the melody. And I was like, I like this song. Come to me, your mama. Emoji. And I said, come to me, your mama. I can't remember this song. I just know, the come to me, your mama is there. That was the time different sisters were now approaching. Hey. That was the time that one came for counseling with miniskirts. To my room. Said that we must do counseling. I said, which counseling? Let's go and do counseling at all 36. The field where everybody will see counseling. I said, no, that's too open. I said, don't worry. Where will we stay? Nobody will be there. If you are there, we will not talk yet. Then, no, if I cannot do the counseling here, I should not do it. Malo. I had to call the neighbor. I told you the story before. I had to call the neighbor next door. Moambi, come inside. Come. What kind of counseling are we doing with this cat? I'm seeing. I'm full of the Spirit, I know. Don't remind me. Egypt. I said, I'm not doing any counseling with you dressed like this. He said, but Pastor, we're in the new creation. Ah, you want us to create another new creation? And that won't happen again. Ah, I said, come to me, Oma Mayi, again. They are coming to me. Hallelujah. Sing the right songs. That's all, you know, like a note. But songs can affect your life. Sing the right songs. Don't be vulnerable. Say, hey, you're not in town. I went for a wedding last week. And, you know, about 90% of the songs they were playing, the DJ was playing, I didn't know it. My friend, one of my close friends, she was not saying, you pastor like this. You don't know this one too again. I said, I don't know it. I actually don't know it. She said, this one is popular and it's trending. I said, me, trending. If you don't want me to listen to something, let it trend. I know that the entire world is in darkness. That's what the Bible says. We are trying to save the world. So when something is trendy and very acceptable like that, I'm always very skeptical. There's a spirit behind it first. Let me first dissociate myself. Then I will evaluate it from afar. So it's trendy now. Everybody knows this song. I said, everybody. Well, I'm not part of them then. Then they play another one. I said, I don't know this one. Then they play one to Timidakolo. I said, I know this one. Timidakolo wedding. Yahoo, Miola. I know that one. I don't have Yahoo, but I know that one. He played one. This one is a popular one. Ah, popular where? In church? Is it Prophet Sam? Hallelujah. And I was shocked at the number of believers that knew those songs. That dance I was doing like, tolo tolo. You know it so much, but you don't know the lyrics to Psalms. If they say, there's a fire that is burning with the song, we don't know the lyrics to this day. That song is so long. Is it embers? Is it flames? You don't know the lyrics. But you can, lizards, sing the right songs. The reason why some people are so lazy in their Christian world is because of the kind of songs they listen to. I'm saying it. I'll say it again. The songs you listen to can affect your spirituality. Hebrews 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Are you learning something? Okay. Hebrews 2:12. Saying, I will declare your name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church, will I sing praises unto you. Amen. Amen. In the midst of the church, will I sing praise unto you? We have songs, amen? Paul enjoined the church in Philippi. In Philippians 4 verse 8. He said, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are true. Philippians 4, 8. Whatsoever things are just, of honest reports. He said, think on these things. By implication, we can say, sing these things. The things that are true. The things that are honest. That are just. That are of good reports. That are virtuous. So, that's a good litmus for your songs. Is this song a good song? Is this song promoting virtues? I can't believe that you're singing Shedi Balabala. That's the height of it for me. Shedi Balabala. Believer. You're not just me. You're not demonstrating it. Talk and do. Discipleship. Please set an example. You should be ashamed of yourself. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are honest. Of good report. Virtuous. True. That's a litmus for your thinking and for your songs. Paul says we should sing in the Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 14. So I can sing by the Spirit. Amen. Come on. Those at the back. You can sing by the Spirit. Huh? I can sing by the Spirit. Come on. In 1 Corinthians 14. Verse 26. You don't know? How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you has a what? So I have a psalm. Come on, come on, come on. He said everyone has a psalm. So, if you say you don't, you're lying. Paul says, when we come together in the church of God, everyone has a psalm. So I have a psalm to sing. Now sing, sing in tongues. I have a psalm to sing. I have a psalm. I have a tongue. I have something to give. The gifts of God are within my reach. Have my common bless. I prophesy. I edify. I have something to give. Every one of you has a psalm. Amen. So when challenges come sometimes, I'm particular about that. Sometimes there are down times. There are times that you just don't feel it. You don't feel up to it. You just feel. Sing. It will bail you out of a lot of trouble. Sing. 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 Learn to sing in the Spirit. As you are taught God's word, turn it to a song at home. Eh? Turn it to a what? A song. But remember that song, "None of This World." We glorify in the Lord. The Spirit in me tells me I'm out of the world. We glorify your name, Father of glory. The Spirit in me calls me out of the world. I'm not of the world. I'm not of the world. I'm not of the world. I have the Spirit.
If you are aware, that song was sung in a glory camp meeting. Immediately after we taught that series, "None of the World." Right? "None of the World." That psalm came from that teaching. That's how to have a psalm. Your psalms are God's word. You just put melody to God's word. You sing out God's word. You can have a psalm about a psalm. You just thought about singing in the Spirit. You can have a psalm out of that. And you'll be surprised at how many lives will be blessed because of your songs. I told you, there was a time, was it last year or 2020, and I went to Ibadan, and I heard a church singing "Blessed Are My Eyes." I sat and I was laughing. I told you, not that I went there, I heard it outside, I was going. And I was wondering, have we released it? Have it's not a psalm? Well, if I was not the one that gave it, I would have said, maybe the person heard it and come and sing that psalm. I was the one that gave the psalm. And I, "Blessed are my eyes, I see the glory of God. Blessed are my ears." From Lagos to Ibadan. We don't know how many blessings are singing that song now. We have never released a copy of it. We've not recorded it. Okay, we recorded it, we didn't release it, we have it. But you know how many lives have been blessed by it? We are going to record our songs, don't worry. You are going to have them to listen to. Amen. You are going to have the dark has nothing on me, on your earpiece, on your playlist. You are going to have edification, singing and rejoicing. You are going to have it. You are going to have these as seasons at times. You are going to have Exodus. And those songs are actually doctrinal. See that one we sang the other time? Exodus. What God has joined together. Let no man put us under. That's a teaching meeting. If someone carries that first verse and start explaining it, you will know that it's more than the song. I'm full of God's Spirit. I told you earlier on how that when Elisha was called upon in 2 Kings 3, 11 to 14, and Elisha was called upon, and he said, let's go there. Now I'll close on this. Verse 11. But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of the Lord by him?" And one of the king of Israel's servants said, "There is Elisha the son of Shaphat, the one that poured water on the hands of Elijah." That is the one that saved Elijah. And Jehoshaphat said, "The word of the Lord is with him." So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. And Elisha said to the king of Israel, "What do I have to do with you? Get you to the prophet of your father and to the prophet of your mother." And the king of Israel said unto him, "No, for the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab." And Elisha said, "As the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand, surely, why it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not even look at you or see you." Can we do verse 15 together? "But now, bring me a minstrel." And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, the hand of the Lord came upon him. Amen. That is power of songs. As the minstrel played, the hand of the Lord came upon him. So we can see God's hand more when we sing. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the utterance of Christ dwell richly in your wisdom, speaking and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, in spiritual songs." Hallelujah. Speaking and admonishing one another. We can actually admonish one another in hymns. We can instruct one another with songs. Because we are in the Exodus. Because we are Exodus people. We are children of God. He speaks through us. He sings through us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He sings through us. My spirit is God's musical instrument.
My spirit is God's musical instrument. You know, I can sing by the spirit, and I can sing by understanding. My songs will edify. My songs will build me up. My songs will heal. My songs will raise the dead. My songs will give clarity. My songs will give purpose. And my songs will be the songs of the Lord. You believe that this morning? Let's sing. Come on, let's sing. Let's sing together. Let's sing in, tongues. Sing in tongues. Fill your hearts with what God is doing on the earth and sing it in tongues. Cinema. Shimakan.